Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Thursday morning, let's talk agriculture now. And joining us online for a chat, Bruce Reynolds, good morning to you.
G'day, Neil.
Now, more rainfall in northern and southeast Queensland last week, some big falls as well. Any further damage to vegetable crops?
Yeah, so I'm getting some reports, Neil, that particularly in the Lockyer Valley, the Downs area, a lot of damage to crops that were replanted after the earlier rain in January, February, and they were just maturing. So there will be losses there. Also in that North Queensland area around that Townsville, Ingham, down through the Burdekin and to Bowen, a lot of rain there. So there'll be some impact on crops there. Not as bad because they plant a bit later, but so the crops would have been younger. And particularly in that Bowen area, the Don River didn't go into flood, so that's good for that Bowen Basin area, which is a big winter breadbasket for vegetable production. But still, it's going to be difficult, particularly for those growers that have replanted twice. I'm reading that some of them are close to financial ruin now because they've planted two crops and both of them have been lost, particularly in southern and southeastern Queensland.
Obviously going to impact supply.
Certainly is. As we've discussed in previous weeks and months, supply has been on the tighter side for some vegetables, and it looks as though for a few more months that we're going to see tight supplies and more than likely increased prices for a number of vegetable commodities, particularly during the first half of winter. Hopefully by the time we get into midwinter, when you've got the Ord scheme, Kununurra and the Bowen, North Queensland area coming into production, into full winter production, that prices may ease. But it's really up to the weather at the moment, and we're seeing a lot of wet weather and looking at the forecasts again for Queensland for the next week, particularly along the coast south of about Bowen through to the central Queensland, south Queensland. Again, a lot more rainfall forecast on some world models. So we're just it's a waiting game to see whether it'll have more substantial impact or not.
What is the volume produce we get out of here? What sort of vegetables are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about everything from potatoes in southeastern Queensland and even in northern Queensland through to, your capsicums and your cucumbers and your tomatoes, your watermelons, your rock melons, pumpkins. You know, most vegetables can be grown in North Queensland because you just don't get frosts, if you do get a frost, it's very, very light in the middle of winter. And generally, if you're on the coast, you don't get a frost. So they're just slower growing. So quite a large basket of vegetables could be impacted. And particularly that Lockyer Valley at the moment, it's the end or moving towards the end of their production season. So in losing that production that was just coming back in again, it's probably going to be substantial.
Okay. All right, let's go to local now. The apple harvest, has it finished up?
Just about, Neil. I'm hearing the last of the pinks are coming off at the moment. They're really the second picks, so not the high-quality pink ladies. But we're pretty well there. It's been another tough year for growers, but a big year. As in production-wise, some growers are reporting very similar to the previous year, which was close to a record. So some varieties may have even produced record tonnages per hectare this year because of the very good seasonal conditions.
I got to say, I was in one of the major supermarkets a couple of days ago. The quality of the fruit looked a bit ordinary.
The weather is having some impact, as in too much moisture is impacting on quality. And it's not just apples, it's a lot of fruit and vegetables at the moment.
Yeah.
Too much rain is as bad as too little rain. And so it can see some impacts on quality. But price-wise with apples, as in they're reasonably cheap. I've seen some heavy discounting of apples down to just above $2 a kilo in some of the supermarkets for some varieties. And a lot of the major varieties below $3 a kilo. And even these new managed varieties, new names that you see pop up.
Absolutely.
They have even come down in price a lot. Hopefully the growers can get through, but it's going to be another tough year to market because, wholesale prices, I think, are down about 20% compared to this time last year.
And you mentioned in the past that people are getting rid of their orchards or apple trees anyway. What else can you tell us about this?
So I've heard a couple of orchardists are going to be putting bulldozers in, and with the price forecast, who knows, there may even be more apples, particularly some of the less favoured varieties, particularly your Red Delicious, which Orange used to be known for Red Delicious. As in that was a big variety that we produced out of here. It's becoming a very small grown variety these days because there's just no demand. And even in the supermarkets, some of the supermarket retailers have actually pulled out of selling Red Delicious. And so that variety, that's what I'm hearing, is most of that variety, not all, there'll still be a reasonable amount left, is being pushed out this winter.
Let's talk locally grown crops. You noticed any canola happening out there?
Certainly, I've been travelling around over the last week in the Cowra area in particular, and some very nice canola crops have emerged, and they're quite large. The warm or mild autumn and wet autumn has certainly moved along canola crops quite quickly. Hopefully they're not too advanced when we get to the flowering in the middle of winter, and hopefully we don't get sort of heavy frost to impact on flowering. But they look very good to excellent at this stage, and planting well underway for wheat now as we move towards sort of peak wheat planting in this part of the world, towards the end of May and very early June for up on to the tablelands and wheat planting. But all looking very, very good at the moment, Neil.
All right. Bruce Reynolds with us talking agriculture. Thank you, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.